Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Local Shop Podcast. I'm Chris Noyce, and this is the podcast for everything to do with the convenience sector and the issues facing local shops. On this episode of the podcast, we've got a quick reaction to the summer statement from Rishi Sunak today, and also a couple of bits on crime. So let's get to that first. This week, we had a bit of a surprise, actually. The Home Office published their long-awaited response to the consultation on violence and abuse. And this is something we've been talking about for a long time. It's taken the Home Office just over a year to publish this response. And the long and short of it is, essentially, they're saying, for the most part, there is no need for changing the law. The existing law is sufficient to deal with the issues that are faced. And the actions that they're taking from this are to write to police chiefs and police and crime commissioners, just highlighting the problem of violence and abuse and just reminding them of laws around things like sentencing guidelines for £200 threshold on shop theft and that sort of thing. I think we've had a bit of a lukewarm reaction to this. Of course, it's good that the government is finally responding to this. There's been a lot that's happened with elections and coronavirus in the meantime. So great that we finally got a response. Also, really good that the Home Secretary Priti Patel is quoted in the government's official release on this. Obviously, Priti Patel has family connections to shops and a former chair of the all-party parliamentary small shops group, and we know that Priti is definitely on the right side of this when it comes to making sure that violence and abuse and theft and things in shops is dealt with. But it doesn't solve the problem. There is still a lot to be done on violence and abuse and making sure that, one, incidents are reported, and two, that when those incidents are reported, that it actually leads to a proper intervention, because we estimate that there have been over half a million incidents of violence and abuse since that consultation closed a year ago, and that's really not acceptable. And a bit of a spotlight was shone on this throughout the pandemic, because 40% of convenience stores reported to us that violence and abuse had increased in the store, and including some really nasty stuff about coughing and spitting and using that kind of abuse as a weapon. So definitely still more to be done. One of the things that the government did also say as part of this release is they'll be working closely with the National Retail Crime Steering Group, which of course we are a part of, so that is a good thing. Hopefully there'll be a bit more to report on that in the coming weeks and months. There was also some additional attention on this issue. It's been front page of the papers all week, but some additional attention in Prime Minister's questions today. And Alex Norris, MP, who's been championing and has put forward a bill to protect shop workers from violence and abuse and introduce new offences, asked this question, which got a pretty decent response from the Prime Minister. So I'm just going to play that for you now.
Alex Norris.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, after a delay of over a year, the government published their response to their call for evidence regarding violence and abuse against shop workers. In that period of time, there have been 150,000 such incidents. It's completely unacceptable. There's a lot of very good things in the government's response, but it is disappointing that they've stopped short of a change in the law. Mr. Speaker, will the Prime Minister make a commitment that if his plans don't reduce the 400 plus incidents every day within 6 months, he will support legislative change?
Mr. Speaker, I think we should have absolutely zero tolerance for violence or aggression to people who work in shops, just as we have zero tolerance for people who are aggressive towards those who work in our public services. And we will do everything we can to ensure that is the case.
So that's actually pretty encouraging from the Prime Minister there, saying, he's recapping that, zero tolerance for anyone who assaults someone working in a shop, and equated that to people working on the front line in public services. So again, I would say watch this space, but it's clear that throughout government, right through to the Prime Minister, that this is now on the agenda, and we can hopefully see a bit more action and some results coming through in the next weeks and months. Right then, let's get straight into the main part of this podcast, which is a discussion with our government relations director, Ed Woodall, who is reacting to what we saw today in the summer statement. What's relevant to convenience stores, what's perhaps not so relevant, and what we'd like to see coming up in the coming months ahead of the main fiscal event, the budget in autumn.
Hi Ed, how are you?
Great, thanks Chris.
Great. So we've just had the first real update for a little while from the Chancellor, a summer statement or summer update. Not technically a major fiscal event, but still some big news in there, especially for those that are planning to eat out during the week.
Yeah, so still an important statement from the Chancellor, again, around their three-word slogans of jobs, jobs, jobs this time round. And yes, some big interesting measures in there for the hospitality sector. So we've seen this new proposal around the Eat Out to Help Out scheme. So this is a discount of 50% for when you're eating out, of a capped up to £10. Don't think it's necessarily one for convenience retail. This is very much focused around people sitting in and eating. We need more clarification about the exact definition of the scheme, but certainly probably one of the headline-grabbing elements of this financial statement.
Absolutely. And another measure that was announced today that was obviously intended to drive growth back into those kind of sectors, hospitality, cafes, restaurants, is a temporary cut on VAT. How will this affect the sector? Because there's a bit of confusion about whether we're included in this.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And it's a question that we addressed in our budget submission, our submission to the Treasury in advance of this statement, and said, look, we need absolute clarity around how VAT cuts are going to work, particularly if they're targeted at different sectors and what they'll mean for convenience stores. Unfortunately, they've not heeded that warning, and there's some sort of quite unclear language here. It says, you know, we'll provide more information shortly, other eligible food service businesses. So we are in contact with the Treasury to try and establish how this VAT cut will work for convenience retailers. And we hope to get something in the next 12 hours or so we can update on whether you can benefit from that 5% cut for hot food taken away from the premises.
Yeah, and if that does come in between recording this and us publish it, I'll make sure we put down the clarification in the description of this podcast, so check that out below. Otherwise, check on our website, acs.org.uk, or our Twitter feed at @acs_localshops, where we will, of course, update as soon as possible. Another, like you said, jobs, jobs, jobs was the overriding theme. And there's, again, some more creativity when it comes to getting people that have been furloughed back into work. What's the new information here for people that are furloughed workers?
Yeah, so the Chancellor announced a new jobs retention scheme for furloughed workers. So this bonus scheme would essentially incentivize employers to bring back people that are on furlough. So if you're employing someone between 31st of October and January, you'll get £1,000 grant per employee for bringing them back, as long as you're paying them a certain amount per month, on average £520 per month. So really, to take advantage of this, you've got to look at how many hours you're employing members of staff, and as an average, whether they'll make that £520 per month payment. And of course, there's lots of variables you can take into that, which is not only between October and January now, it's a sort of Christmas trading period when you're likely to employ people more. So you've got to take it as an average of paying them at least £520 per month. So still some numbers to crunch on that one, but broadly a positive way for the Treasury to try and bring people that are furloughed back to the workplace, even on a part-time basis.
Yeah, absolutely. So overall then, I mean, like we said before, this isn't intended to be an all-encompassing statement. It's not supposed to be a major fiscal event. Is this generally positive news for the sector, albeit broadly tangential?
I mean, it's broadly positive news in that the government is trying to invest more in terms of driving demand back into businesses and driving people back out onto high streets and increasing footfall. So I think that is a positive thing. It's clearly not directly targeted at retail. This is very much something that's focused around hospitality and helping those sectors that have probably been really, really badly hit because of coronavirus hitting our sort of social economy, if you like. The real test is going to kind of come in the autumn when we have a full budget statement, and spending review, which the Chancellor confirmed today. And the government will have more data and information around the exact impact of coronavirus on the economy and the cost of all of these schemes, and then be able to make a plan ahead. So I think to a certain extent, we'll have to wait until the autumn to learn more about the government's approach.
Yeah, and talking about that autumn budget, that event then, I guess we're going to come to a point where the government's not going to run out of money, but is going to run out of rabbits to pull out of the hat, and we'll start looking at starting to raise some cash again. Are things like business rates reform, extension to rate reliefs, is there more of a risk now that they're off the table when we get to the end of the year?
I think they're still very much front of mind for the government. You know, the government are still committed to their timetable for reviewing the business rates system towards autumn. So I would certainly expect more announcements at budget on business rates. That could focus on obviously the things that we want around incentive, you know, making the system work better to incentivize investment, and also how the reliefs will work in the future. So obviously we've got this holiday until 2021 from paying any business rates. We want to see that tapered. We don't want to see that any big cliff edges on removal of those support measures. So I still think that this is very much on the table, and we'll be talking more about business rates in the coming months in the lead up to the budget.
Great. So I guess to an extent, it's a bit of a sort of watch this space until we get into a bit more of a catch-all for some of these measures. Ed, I'm going to let you get back on the phone to the Treasury, and thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Local Shop Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episodes first before anyone else, and also follow us online on Twitter @LocalShopPod.